B'ezer Shem Bochum begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Reitzeach Shmiras Nefesh, and the laws of murder and the protecting one's life, and the Seven Zikin Book of Damages. Which in this Perek, we continue regarding the laws of murder, which we start off regarding someone who kills deliberately, then regarding someone who kills by mistake. In this Perek, we discussed regarding actually when we don't know who the murderer was, which is the halacha of Egla Rufa of the decapitated calf. And the Rambam gives halacha of regarding the mitzvah. Harig Shenimtsa Nefel Arts, someone who is killed, who is found laying on the ground. We don't know who killed him. So first we leave him in this place. And five elders from the great Sanhedrin, the great court that are in Yerushalayim, they go out to there. Shanamak says in the Pasuk in Devarim, that your elders and your judges, they go out, which refers to the ones of the great Sanhedrin. And they measure from where the dead person is to the cities that are surrounding the slain person. I fill in him to Betzair Zoo. Even if you sound right on the side of this city, Shadavi Yudu Babadi, was most definitely it's known. Shehi Akriba, that's the closest one. Still, mitzvah limited. It's a mitzvah to measure, as the Torah says, to measure. Halacha base. Ach Hashemayidin, after that they measure Benoidahoyakrib, and they find out which is the closest city. So then they bury the victim in his place where he was found dead. And then the elders of Yerushalayim go back to that place. And then the courts of that city, which is the closest city, they bring a calf from the people of that city, which is closest. And they bring it down to a deep river, which flows strongly. When it says Nachal Esen, that's where you decapitated the calf, that's what Esen means, that it's a strong current. Halacha Gimel. And they decapitate the calf over there with a cleaver from behind its neck. And the courts of that city, with all its elders, even if there's 100 of them, they all wash their hands over there in the place of where the calf was decapitated. And they say over there inside the river, in the holy language of Lashon HaKodesh, as the Pasuk says, our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see it. In other words, what it means to say is, of course, we're not accusing the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin and the Zikainim from having committed this murder. It just means, it's that this victim did not come to us, that we let him go without any food, which therefore that caused him to die. And we also didn't see him, let him go without escorting him, so that he went by himself, and therefore he was killed. That means that we didn't spill the blood, we didn't cause it to happen. And the priests, they say in the holy language, like it says over there, atone for your people, the Jewish people. And then they leave, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives for the spilled blood. Like it says there at the end of the Pasuk, which is not the words of the Kohen, rather it's the words of Hashem, and they kapel them adam, and that the blood should be atoned for them. Halacha Dalet continues regarding this measurement that they do to ascertain which is the closest city. When they measure from the slain person, they're very precise with the measurement. And we don't, what's called, pierce through the mountain. We don't like evaluate how much it would be to go and assess, like as if we're going straight through. You actually have to literally measure. Moreover, you also only measure to a city that has at least a Sanhedrin Katana, which is that of 23 judges. And the aim maidin Yerushalayim. We also don't measure to Yerushalayim. Because if it's Yerushalayim that's closer, they don't bring the decapitated calf. Because Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the tribes. People get to settle over there, but it's not from any tribe. And Venemet says in the Pasuk, Ba'adam asher Hashem lekecha nesecha lirishta, in the land that Hashem, your God, gave you to inherit, that's what it relates there in the parasha of Egla Rufa, and that's only for cities that have Yerusha in contrast to Yerushalayim, which is not a Yerusha. No one tribe gets that as inheritance. So that's not going to qualify either for those elders to bring the Egla Rufa. Halacha hey nimtza kar of Yerushalayim, let's say it becomes out that the closest is Yerushalayim, or le'ir she'im ba'bezen, or to a city that does not have a court of 23, which it has to have, like we said, the elders, the court members have to come out. So the Menichan, I said, we leave that city, and then we measure to the other closest city that's nearby. Now, if it comes out that it's actually close to the boundary of the outside of Eretz Yisrael, or to a city that's full of Gentiles, then you don't measure at all. Because then the presumption is that the Gentiles had killed them, and then that does not have the halacha of the Egla Ruva. Halacha Vav, in the Ira Karev and Mevia, the closest city does not bring Degla Rufa, Il Bizman, only at a time, Shemin Harav Shaba, that the number of its multitudes are Kamaymin Yahir Ar Chaykamin, like the number of the city that's further away from it. But if, let's say, a further away city was Merubin Alan Shay Hakrev Men, who had more members than the city closer than it, then Hochan Acharev, actually, we go up to the city that has more people. And the city has more people, although they're further away, they have to bring the Egla Rufa, as Rama explains Allah Chazayin. Because Avavish Holchan Acharev in the Torah, although we go after the laws of majority in the Torah, like we know Achirab Lahatais, and Holchan Acharev, we go after that which is closest, as it says regarding Egla Rufa, Harev Odif. The laws of majority are stronger than that of what's closer, and therefore, the further away city is going, we're going to presume that the murderer was from there, and they're going to have to bring the Egla Rufa. Halacha Ches. And it's a nerig mechuvin ben shtei ayir. So it comes out, at least according to our calculations, that the victim is exactly between two different cities. The anshei zuka, anshei zuka shavim. And so too, neither one has more people. The city, the members of the cities are equal. So then yiviu egla achas b'shtutafa. So then they bring one calf and a partnership. And the yashlim v'yomer, they stipulate and they say like this: im zohi akareva, if this is the closest city, harei shalem. So then it's from them. The elite lem chelka maton, and the members of the other city who gave half, they give it like a gift from their portion. The me'ilu hemakrim, and if the other ones are the closest city, Hadei Shalom says theirs. The elite lem chelka maton, then they give their portion, the other ones, as a gift to them, because we want to have that the cap should be entirely from the city of the closer one that's giving it. Now the reason why we're doing this is lafisha efshel tamzer, because we can't be so precise. Even something that's a result of a human being, where he was killed by someone, wasn't even b'dei shemayim. We don't know exactly, and therefore we can't measure, but there is one that's going to be more than the other. But since we don't know, so we do this type of stipulation. Halacha tesna mehichan maidin, from where of the dead person do we measure? Because one part of his body might be closer to one city than that of another part. So it's mechatmet from his nose, from his nostrils, from where the breath of life is. Nimtza gufa b'makam echad b'reisha makam acha, if it turns out that his body's in one place, and his head, which was cut off, is in another place, so we bring the body to the head, and we bury him in his place. And also what's called every mesmitzah, which is a mitzvah to bury the person no matter who you are, because he has no one to bury him. We bring his body to his head, he also gets buried wherever he's found. That's the halacha of a mesmitzah. One of the takanas that was instituted by Yeshua ben Nun. Halacha yod, nimtzu mesim rabim. If let's say they find many dead people, one on the side of the other one. So you measure from the nostril every single one of the victims. If there was one city that was closer, you could technically have that one of the other further ways is closer to one city, one to the other. But if one city was the closest to all of them, so that one city brings one calf for them all. And Nimtuzel Gabizel, let's say it's not one near the other, but actually you turn the dead bodies are piled up one on top of the other. The Mina Elyon Kamesh Menachem. You actually measure from the upper corpse as they're laying, because the lower ones are considered buried beneath the upper ones, and as we'll see in the next halacha, that whatever's buried, you don't bring Egla Rufa for. As Rama says Halacha Yer Aleph, when do we not do Egla Rufa? Nemer, it says in the Pasuk, Yimotzichal, when you're gonna find a slain person, which teaches loichal, like not if he was strangulated, and blim mefarfen, not if he's in the throes of death, shein zanikr chal, that's not considered slain. Slain is A, he's dead, and also that he was slain, not choked. When it says, when you're going to find the chal, the slain person, ba'adama, on the earth, is loitam bagol, but not if he's buried, that's the source of the previous halacha, not when he's buried in a pile of rubble or under other corpses. When it says, neifel, that he was felled, which is loitol b'ilam, not hanging from a tree, but rather he's felled basada in the field, which is loitzav up in their mind, but not floating on the surface of the water, it's in the field. When it says in the Pasuk, you don't know who killed him, ha'im noida, but if you did know who killed him, then you wouldn't decapitate, as Ram contends halacha yidbeis. A fellow ra ha'irig, even the one who saw the murderer, was edachad, was one witness. A fellow ever, even a slave, or isha, or woman, or apostle, la'edus ba'ver, or even someone who's invalid for testimony because he committed a sin, they wouldn't decapitate, because ultimately, it is noida mi'ikah. Once it came to a situation where people were murdering out in the open, but Egla Rufus of Halach of the decapitated calf was nullified, because even though they don't know who the person is, they can't find him, but ultimately it was known, and therefore it wouldn't qualify for the Egla Rufa. Halach Yud Gimel contains regarding the testimony regarding to certify that the one who killed was seen, whereas if you have testimony that contrasts with that. So let's say one witness says, I saw the one who killed. which that would preclude the halacha by Lerufa. But the Eidach al-Hichishai, but one witness actually contradicts him. Bamalain says to him, Lady, so you did not see the murderer. So Hayyarfin, then they actually would still decapitate. They wouldn't consider the testimony of the first person because it's one against one. And it's like as if we don't know anything, which then we do the Eglarufa. Now, but remember, when we say this, it's because Shabosh named Ka'achas. If they both, these two singular witnesses, came at the same time, that now we don't have a reason to believe one or the other, and they cancel each other out. Let's say one of them says, Anita, he says, I saw the one who killed. So he's believed regarding like two witnesses for this idea of the Egla Rufa. Because wherever the Torah believes one person, like here we said that if Noidim Hiko, then we're not going to decapitate it. So it's like as if he's two witnesses. So we believe him like two. And if even Ba Achakach, Eid Echad, Rechisha, Ba'amalai. So subsequently, a singular witness comes along and refutes him and says to him, Lo Yisrael, you didn't see? We don't pay attention to the last person. Because like one against two, we believe the first one like two already, and the Ve'in Arif, we don't decapitate the calf. Halach Yidal, Nabo Shnayim. Let's say two people came, two witnesses. Achar Sheira Echad, after the first one that already testified, Vikrishu, and they refute him. They say to him, Loiri, so no, you did not see the murderer. Sarim Kishtei Udiyah Samechishim Zezu. So there's like two peers of witnesses that are refuting each other. And therefore, we're back to the original status, as if they cancel each other out. Even if you consider the first one like two, but now you have two refuting him, and therefore, we're back to like, as if we don't know anything about Arifin, therefore, you can decapitate. Let's say Isha Meres. Let's say a woman says, I saw the one who murdered. And another woman comes and refutes and says, you didn't see this. So again, the one against one cancels. They would decapitate. And this is Bein Shabbos Shtein Ka'achas, whether the two women came at the same time. And Bein Shabbos Ka'achas, this is even if one woman came after the first woman. And that's the difference between the testimony of a kosher aid, even one person, in regards to a woman who she's pasul aid. So though here we believe her, but she's not going to have this halacha as being considered as two people. Which then we said if the other one comes after the first one, then we actually do believe the first one. Shnayim, remember, two people say, Re'ina, we saw the murderer. Ve'echad emel hama, one says to them, Le'irisim, you didn't see. So then, Einar, we believe the two over the one, and we're not going to decapitate the calf. Echad emel, one says, Re'isi, I did see. Shnayim, emel, Le'irisim, and two say, you didn't see. So, from then, again, they for sure cancel them out, and they would decapitate. Halachat as well, ve'men, remember, when we say this, that we go after the majority of the opinions that are testifying, when the three of them were either valid or invalid, which then you'll go after the majority of the opinions, whether stringently or leniently, to create a liability of the Egla Rufa or not. But let's say a singular witness says, Re'isya Hayrig, he says, I saw the murderer, and we accept his testimony, it's like as if he's two people. And then two women or two invalid witnesses say to him, Lo Re'isya, you didn't see? Then actually they're not, although they're two against one, they're not going to cancel what he says. And in our friend, we're going to believe the original one, that he saw the murder, and they were not going to decapitate. Because since that first one was a kosher aid, so he's like two, and the two women are like one aid, even 100 of them, and we don't believe one in the place of two, and therefore we're not going to decapitate. But yes, if they both came at the same time, then it would be one against one, and then we would decapitate, like we'll say in the next halacha. Halacha design. Two women or two invalid witnesses say, Rina Heidig, we saw the murderer, and we accept their testimony. And then one witness comes along and refutes what they're saying and says, you didn't see the murderer, so that's going to cancel an orphan, and therefore you're going to decapitate. And this is Shafila Meya Nosham, I may be sold. Even if it's 100 women, 100 invalid witnesses, you're not going to go after the fact that they're the majority, in contrast to the one witness, because that one witness will refute them all, because all those women are like one man, like one witness, even after we accept their testimony. And therefore, one witness could still refute them, and we're not going to believe them any more than we believe this person, and therefore, we're going to go back to status quo, and we're going to do that rifa. We said, wherever you believe one is like two, that was only by eight kasha, not by those who are not valid witnesses, like women, or someone like a gana, someone that's an eight puzzle. Halacha Yitzayin, Shalash Nashim, Elisha Psulim Aim. Three women or three invalid witnesses say, Re'ina Hari, we saw the murderer. The Arba Nashim, Arba Psulim Aim, and now four women or four invalid witnesses, so everyone's invalid. They say, Lo Yudisim, you did not see. So, Orphim, then you're going to decapitate. Why? Because that cloud, this is the rule. Babsulim, when it comes to those who are, if both pairs of witnesses are invalid witnesses, Haleich, Acher, Reiv, Haminim, Chamakim, always going to go after the majority of the numbers, and therefore, whether they came at the same time or one after the other, you're always going to rely on the four over the three, which in this case, therefore, we're going to do the Arifa, because The four say that you didn't see, and only three said we did see. Four wins over three, and therefore, we're going to believe that no one saw the murderer, and therefore they're going to do the Egla Arufa.